Mountain volcanoes. Mountains that blow their tops. It is a quiet day on an island, or so it seems. Suddenly, mountains start to shake. Clouds of smoke shoot from the top. The mountain smokes for days and days. Then it happens. Kaboom! The mountain blows its top. A red hot cloud of ash bursts out. It burns the town in minutes. Just two people get away. One is a girl. She knows a cave. She used to play there. She takes a boat to the cave. She is safe. The other is a man. He is safe in a jail underground. This is a true story. It happened in 1902. Montpellier is the name of the mountain. It is on the island of Martinique in the Atlantic Ocean. Montpellier is a special kind of mountain. It is a volcano. Long ago, people thought the god of fire lived inside volcanoes. They thought he liked to move from one volcano to another. Every time he moved, he'd stir things up. Today we know the facts. Volcanoes start deep in the earth. The earth is round, like an orange. It is made of layers of rock. The top layer is called a crust. It is like the skin of the orange. The layer below is called the mantle. The mantle is very hot. So some of the rock melts. The melted rock is called magma. The top layers of earth are made up of many pieces. These pieces are called plates. This is where most volcanoes happen. The plates are always moving, very, very slowly. Some plates push against each other. Some plates pull away from each other. The magma is moving too. It pushes up on the plates. Sometimes the magma finds a crack between the plates, then spurts out the cones. This is the start of a volcano. The magma bubbles up a tube. The tube is like a long straw. At the top is a hole. The hole is called a crater. The magma spills out of the crater. Now the magma is called lava. There are two kinds of lava. One kind of soft and runny and red hot. Flows in fast, fiery rivers from the volcano. As the lava cools, it turns back into smooth rock. The other kind of lava flows much more slowly. Sometimes it sprays a crater into the sky. In the air, the lava hardens into sharp rocks and ash. Then black clouds of ash fill the sky. They block out the sun, so it is dark, even at noon. Not many people get to see a volcano being born, but 50 years ago, one boy did. He lived in Mexico. One day, he was helping his father on their farm. Suddenly, the earth slid open. Smoke and ash shot into the air. The boy and his father ran to warn the people in town. Ash and rock kept shooting up. A hill started to grow. But the next day, the hill was as tall as 10 houses. The fireworks went on for 9 years. The farm was gone. The town was gone. In their place was a new volcano. Some volcanoes start at the bottom of the sea, where no one can see them. The ocean floor splits open. Hot lava pours out. The lava cools and hardens. The lava grows. Slowly it rises above the water. This is how some islands are made. Where are the most volcanoes? Around the Pacific Ocean? The volcanoes form a ring. It is called a ring of fire. It is called a ring of fire. Are there volcanoes in the United States? Yes. Mount St. Helens is in Washington State. In 1980, it erupted. This is Mount St. Helens. It erupted. Hawaii has the biggest and busiest volcanoes in the world. Mauna Loa is the biggest. Kilauea is the busiest. Kilauea has been erupting on and off for 100 years. It is called the Drive-In Volcano. You can drive or even walk around its giant crater. Who knows? You just might see a lava fire shown there. Can volcanoes do any good? Yes. Over time, ash and lava turn into rich soil. The soil is good for farming. Volcanoes also tell us about the past. About 2,000 years ago, a volcano erupted in Italy and buried the city of Pompeii under ash. Now people are digging up Pompeii. The ash preserved everything, even the shapes of the people. Today, scientists can usually tell when a volcano will erupt. They have special tools. They watch a moment of the volcano. They take its temperature. Sometimes the volcano swells or the ground gets hot. Then it is time to watch out. There are about 500 active volcanoes in the world. Active means the volcano can erupt at any time. Other volcanoes are inactive. They have been dead for thousands of years. And then there are volcanoes that are only sleeping. Now they are quiet. But who knows when they will wake up.